I had the pleasure of speaking to Butt Cranes this very morning. So we're going to listen back to that. He's such a talented writer, producer, musician, all-around jack of all trades and master of all, apparently. We spoke about his latest release, which was released towards the end of 2024 last year, called Blunt Objects. I had so much fun, and I think you will too.
I thought I would start out asking a little bit about how you got your start in music, just because we haven't really spoken before.
Yeah, I've always... How did I start? my mom made me take piano lessons. That's how I started. When I was like 9, my older sister, she's 5 years older than me, she had taken them and then quit after 6 months. And then for some reason, my mom was like, we're not going to let you quit because we let Allison quit. So we're not going to let you quit. And I hated it. I loved playing, but I hated practicing the shit my teacher gave me.
Really?
So I was a terrible student, but I did start like writing music on the piano. And so I guess, yeah, I started when I was like 9, and then I just like started playing trumpet and drums and bass just kind of on my own. And then I made a bunch of bands in high school. We had like pretty much a different band every year because the singer was always a senior for some reason and would graduate, and then we'd have to make a new band. So in high school, I played in like a prog rock band, I played in a ska band, I played in like an alt rock band.
All the genres.
Exactly. That's no other genres than ska and those. That's the only ones.
Only ones.
Yeah. So yeah, I just grew up playing in bands, and then I'm doing the same shit I've been doing in high school this whole time, pretty much.
Right.
So yeah, that's how I started.
So how'd you come up with your solo project then? Because your name, your stage name is Buck Rains, but obviously it's not your real name. Yeah. So how'd that all come about?
My dad wanted to name me Buck. And it was like always a joke between he and my mom, because she like always hated the idea, but he was just thought it was funny. So
he's not wrong. It is funny.
That was really it.
And I kind of struggle to explain your genre to people, because I feel like you jump around quite a lot, especially with your latest work. So I thought it would be better to ask, how would you kind of explain to people your sound?
I mean, if you need like a blanket term, I guess I'd just say alternative, but...
I mean, I'm not really a genre, but do you kind of identify with any, like a few things, or?
It's hard to say. There's definitely, you know, like rock moments.
Yeah.
On Blunt Objects. And there's also like, you know, just like piano kind of
ambient moments.
So, and I listen to all that stuff. So yeah, I guess it has moments of rock. It has moments of ambient. And I mean, I'm a producer, like most of my time I spend like writing and producing with other artists. So Blunt Objects is kind of like a collection of a lot of different disparate ideas. So yeah, some of them are more like song based, and then other ones are not even songs, you know, they're just like a loop or something that I made. Some of them I made with the intention of like having someone else take them. When they didn't, I just liked them, and then I put them out.
Yeah, I guess kind of following on from that, so was there any kind of, obviously, as you said, like, the Blunt Objects has so many different kind of complex collection of sounds. Was there anything for you that kind of drew them all together, or?
Yeah, I mean, just, like, some of them are old. The oldest piece is probably from 2020, and then some of them I like made like the, you know, couple days before it came out. So really the only criteria was like if I still liked them and remembered them. I mean, I make so many songs both by myself and with other people that I forget most of them. The only thing that brought them together was that I remembered them and liked them and like would listen to them, you know.
Would you say that it's kind of like experimental in that way? You've just put all of these things together.
Totally. No, it's, I think the haphazardness of the collection was inspiring to me to just be like, hey, here's a bunch of my brain music, like just put it together, you know, kind of in a, I didn't put a lot of thought into the selection of them, but then in like arranging the order, you know, that was when I guess when I picked the pieces themselves, then I wanted to arrange it kind of like a DJ set, but just like a DJ set that includes like ambient, you know, songs that you would not dance to.
Yeah, because there's quite a few different like ideas that run through the album, and one of them is the like Dreamworld today kind of, I don't know, motif, I guess, that kind of speeds up as the album goes on. What's that about?
That's I forgot about that. That's a good point. That's how I unified it. I just thought, let me put like a tag on this that kind of makes it feel like, yeah, just like a DJ, just like pushing a button and like kind of like, yeah, just tagging songs, you know,
like a sting.
Yeah. I mean, Dreamworld is just a reminder to myself to like be in touch with my dreams, you know, and my inner child, so to speak. So I guess that's really the Dreamworld thing. It's just like a fun word that I like.
That's so fun. Do you have any process at all for, I guess, sitting down and writing and producing these songs?
It's different every time. A beat like Oyster Song is I sat down and just made a beat. That was just my computer and a guitar. That one I just, kind of just freestyled these lyrics that don't really make sense, and then they ended up just sticking.
Right.
And then other times I'll sit down and really focus on lyrics away from the studio, just with a guitar or piano, kind of write it in that more songwriter craftsman way.
Yeah.
And then bring it to the studio, and I usually have somewhat of a complete idea in my head of like what like the different parts should be and what I want it to sound like, but other times I don't, and then I'm pretty reckless in the studio as far as I don't really have high expectations of anything, so I am pretty quick to like throw ideas away or like repurpose them or speed them up or, you know, pick shift them, or like I guess I'm pretty impatient, so like if something's not working, I like chop and screw it, or I just quit and do something else. Right. So I that's the only thing to answer your question. That was a really long answer. Like it is different every time, but the main unifying factor is just like speed, because to me, if it's not like really exciting me, it's just not worth pursuing.
Fun fact about me, I'm from near the Seychelles, and so I personally wanted to know kind of what the idea behind that song was.
Wow, that is never, you know, this is a great moment, because in naming that song that, I never thought I'd ever have to answer a question about it. Because literally the only reason is I thought it sounded the ocean or something, and I just thought of seashells, and then I just wrote down Seychelles, and literally that's it.
Well, I've never been there. It is a really pretty word, so I get that. Another fun fact, I found out about your music through Delwater Gaps. He has like this big long playlist called Background Music for Kissing, when it's just like all of his favorite songs, and this is how I found out about you. And I just wondered, but if you didn't know that. I think it's Tinnitus with the exclamation mark. I think that's the track that's on it. Oh, no, never mind. Annie's Got a New Car. That's what it is. But is there any...
That is the insane song to put on while trying to kiss someone.
I wouldn't try to do that. But is there any other ways people can support you? Where can they find your music? Yada yada yada.
I mean, like I said, I'm a producer, so I'm mostly working on other people's shit at the moment.
One of
y'all's own, Benny.
Oh, no way.
We've been working a lot this last year. We're in this week.
Oh, sick.
No definite date on when music will be out, but Yeah, I love Stella. She's amazing.
Oh my god, it's so cool. What a crossover. Obviously,
go support Benny.
Yeah. Oh wait, I had you worked with Briston Maroney on a track on the album.
Well, we are just, I don't know if anything is out, but we have done some sessions, and he moved to LA last year and then left. He's no longer there. But when he was there, we became friends. Yeah, he's great. I don't know if anything we worked on is going to come out, but he's the homie.
Amazing.
Yeah. To answer your question, though, I have another side project band called Draw, DRAA, and we're putting out a 3-song little triple shot tonight. And actually, I don't know how this time works. It might already be out where you are, but the project is called Man on the Moon, and it's by Draw. So
okay,
that's one thing, but I don't know, just keep listening to music and I'll freaking pop up somewhere.
That was Love 2020 by Buck Rains. So glad I got to speak to him this morning. I hope you enjoyed that interview as much as I did.